Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Moi, Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout up to the hour 7. Thank you so much, Bahle. She's back tomorrow morning, taking you through. But as of now, it is Sunday Live, and welcome to it. Such beautiful music I need to play for you. Old kind of music that I think you will enjoy. You know, each and every one of us have to marvel at the time of old when we got saved. Beautiful. Remember that day when you got saved, when you said yes to Christ. Yes to Christ. Remember that day? Oh yes, it should have been a beautiful day, I suppose. Yeah, it is.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Beautiful song indeed, I say. The music of Brooke Benton there. You know, happy day. Like I said, I'm just going to play songs of old that you are going to enjoy. Here's another one, I think. Those who were saved during those days, man, they must be in their 50s or 60s by now.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Ah, yeah, man. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. That is the Williams Brothers there. Hey, the Williams Brothers. A beautiful song indeed. Let me welcome our guests. They are already here. And our topic is Fear Not tonight. Fear Not. Reasons why we should not be afraid, you know. And I'm talking to Sipopoulos, Jablan, Dominic, and Mfundisi Mxomo. Ta, they're on the line. Let me start with Sipopoulos. Sipo, Dumela.
Oh, someone Mfundisi Dumela, uka injate.
Ah, nyak Dumeli, sanami.
Asibingele. Right, what about?
I'm right, Mxomane, Mfu.
Ungazuthi ke abazalwane banikelile nginje mfundisi. Asibingelele abalele emakhaya, sibingelele uChaplain Dominic, sibingelele mfundisi. Hey mfundisi Motha, but indoda edlala igalofu. Amen.
Hey madodhe, ya indoda edlala igalofu leya. Bayakhala ke abantu ke namhlanje. Nami ngithe mangiphuma enkonzweni ngelinilanga. Kuyakhalwa the past 48 hours. Kodwa kulungile. Hey kubhlungu madodhe, mara akunenkinga. Ange ngikhulume. Angithi wo ubambe indaba ye sports Sipho. So uyangihuka. Uyabona ukuthi nami ngiyibambe. So ithi ngiyeke indaba ye sports. Ngibingelela uJabulani Dominic. Jabulani, my friend, my brother.
My friend. Greetings in the wonderful name of Yahusha HaMashiach.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Akabongwe wasikhulula kwezomhlaba.
Hey madodhe. Hey madodana
uNkulunkulu thina asikhulumi ngale zinto zomhlaba ezio sala la
sino ye machine kuphela
awu yazi nje Hallelujah.
Akithi usho ujabulela thena. Se wasindisa. Umuntu owasindisa kwezebhola uBheki. UBheki.
Yeah.
UBheki bengimlande ekhaya. UBheki ngimthola gula. Ngibhekene namhlanje sayo enkonzweni namhlanje uyagibela kule Corolla. Uyagibela Bheki kule Corolla. Uma ungafuni ukuguge uyagibela. UBheki hey, kusho ukuthi mayingadliwa iPirates beka lova.
Akayi konzini.
Kodwa namhlanje inceke enkulu kaNkulunkulu akasayingeni.
Amen.
Akasayingeni. Hayi ubonile ukuthi hayi kungilethela ukusaba. Ay ay ay. Uyabona? Sinomfundisi Motha also mfundisi Motha greetings to you sir.
Hey my brother siyabingelela greetings to you my brother niyaphila.
Siyaphila sibuze ngakuwe bhuti wami.
Hayi impilo iphelele uJehova emuhle siphilile ngomusa bhuti siyabonga ngibingelele namabafowethu. Upastor Sipho kanye nomfundisi Jabulani kanye nabalalele emakhaya.
Hey Jabu angazi ukuthi umfundisi Motha kune saying yakhe edume kakhulu ebekayikhuluma laphana akhuluma nabo baba enkonzweni yabo baba. Kukhona into ayikhuluma athi kwenzakalani Jabulani. Hey mathatha. Hey wayikhuluma uMotha laphana ngathi hey Kenneth ngathi manje hey. Hey mathatha. Yabona umuntu ukugeja kuziliwe today. Pete. Thema tjata.
Ngabe yebo.
How awusakhumbuli botshela bobaba ukuthi abobaba kufanele babe abobaba ekhaya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uyakhumbula.
Ngiyakhumbula mfundisi.
Hayi kuhle.
Bangikhumbuza njalo ngayo mangifikile ngize ngapha enkangala.
Athi ubhedo bomnyakazi afike ekhaya baba. Ubhedo bomnyakazi. Lokho. Afike ekhaya baba. Ubhedo bomnyakazi. Ngiyasetshenza ekhaya baba kudlala. Ufika lapho bayibhube selingalo. Makunyakazi umbhedo baba leke ukukhuluma kakhulu. Hey yazi. Iministry yamadoda. Hayi hayi siyabuya. Haw. Hey, iqhibi lase silomo bathi malizanya zanyiswe. Hey madoda.
Hayi siyeze enkangala mfundisi sitholile isimemo we are looking forward once again this year my brother.
Glory to the Father man. Glory to the Father. Glory to the Father. And then u meeting we men of hope uhambe kahle ke izolo.
Eh mfundisi ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu ihambe kahle and the receipts esitholile for Slorus.
Yeah.
Eh baye basiphatha kahle abantu bakuleya ndawo. And you know they are so keen.
Yes.
Ukuba nathi. So siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu.
Hawu madoda, hawu madoda, siyabonga kakhulu man. Uyazi ke thina lapha ya ku men's dialogue na ku men on track sithi madoda. Uyabona?
Sithi ndoda.
Nasonke. Nasonke. Siphulahlekile. Yabona lento yakho yokugijima ugijima ugcoka iskin desgreen nge-camera. Uyabona manje? Awusazi nokuthi sikhuluma ngani manje. Hayi. But
nezomhlaba kushujabula ngenkosi yami.
Eh kusho umuntu ophila e-stadium. Kusho umuntu ophila e-stadium uthi no. Umuntu ophila e-stadium uthi no. Haya science angithi kuwini club angayithandi. Haya science. Oh. Okay. Yabona? Ngoba sizakala nifanele nami ningafavi lutho.
Yeah, hayi.
Singaphela ukuphuka inhliziyo. Singaphela ukuphuka inhliziyo.
Hayi futhi nje engathi bangayifanela nami mfundisi mina ungakhumbuza abantu namanxe bayizolo.
Eish. Hey Smotha, hayi man, sorry man. Hayi. Hayi sorry man. Anyway, tonight we are talking about fear not. Musanu kwesaba madoda. There are reasons for encouragement. Tonight we want to give encouragement to many people who are facing situations that render them afraid and intimidated. Situations that render them defeated, hurt, injured, bruised, ill, attacked, defeated. All these situations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of Christ in our lives and situations that render us conquered, broken down. All those situations we are talking about, that we are talking about, fear not. Why we should not be afraid? Why we should not be afraid when we are attacked? You know, much of the times when I sit here and people would send WhatsApps and stuff, and I'm not saying they shouldn't send, but they would send things like, I'm afraid that my interview won't go well. Then why are you going? You know, you should not be afraid. Trust the Father. If you get the job, it will be the Father's doing. If you don't get the job, the Father has something better for you. I always think that way. You know, you go to some work and they tell you, when you're overqualified. Experience, waliwa in manager, sasuka pants, manager, velati, no, ure angege simtat, ure, experience, or rusipo, experience, angege simtat, or umota, experience, or uchablan Dominic, angege simtat, manager, and experience, engaga. Baya tu gabany. Bese, utola bakchala, but we want to inform you that we regret to inform you that you have not been successful in this, but thank you for your interest in this position. We wish you well. That is a blessing. Remember, whatever it is that the devil is turning against us, the Father can make it work for us.
Amen.
And much of the times I think we are intimidated because we are less qualified, because someone said you are fat, someone said you are short, someone said, no, I'm rejecting you, someone has jilted you. Then we become afraid. We start improvising. Ngiyahleka manje mangilalela umsakazi abantu bakhuluma ngokuthi uyiphulusetsi, but uNkulunkulu bese uyavuma ushade lo bhuti lo ongamazi uJesu. Bese uNkulunkulu uyamlungisa ngithe madoda. Bese amagesi bathi ayikho yonke lento le. Thina eAtrizville besiyibiza ukuthi wayiphulusetsa, uyipanel bitara wena. And then uma seyingenile, so ungenile kuloyo mshado bese kuyamosheka. You know why people do this? It's because people are afraid ukuthi ngeke bashade, ngeke bagane. USathane uletha zonke lezi zinto zokwesaba. People are afraid ukuthi abangani bami baphumelela phambili. You know, mina noJabulani, we once sat at a stage where we saw some people bathenga imoto zikanokusho, bagcoka ama sunglasses kanokusho, bashaya amakhadi wakanokusho, bakhuluma ngathi sengathi thina siyizilima, bakhuluma nokuthi, and even women were gravitating towards these guys. Well, I didn't care about that. You know, I didn't care about that. But I'm just showing you. And then if we had not taken comfort in the assurances of the Father, kuba siko la. So much of the times I think we become afraid of things and we tend to not give the Father the glory. It happens to every one of us. My wife can attest to that. This past week I was afraid, man. Something happened in my life. It really riddled me to pieces. In December, something happened. And then on two occasions, I felt a heart attack. Two occasions. She can testify. I can call her now. Two occasions, a heart attack. Remember, I was told you will never walk again. You will never be able to see properly again. Nago, yinloko ngibhekile, nago ngibhekile abo Sipho bagcoke kahle lamalanga ngoku. Ngiyabona ngibhekile, mabhekile, sengiyabona, uyabona manje. We should not be afraid.
Amen.
USipho is a great testimony, a testimony yaka Sipho is amazing. To talk about uSipho, to talk about uJabulani, it's something amazing.
Amen.
Because situations that they had gone through, many people had gone through these situations have swallowed them because they became afraid. And it doesn't mean that these two were not afraid, but they immediately took their fears to the Father. And so tonight's program is to encourage everyone that feels afraid. You must trust in Christ at all times. Hey, madoda, ngiyakhuleka, bosisi wethu, makhosikazi, zinsizwa, zintombi, brothers and sisters, let us not be afraid. Uyazi uma udlala le ngoma, kusho ukuthi ukhulile. Ngizovulela ama-mic, ngizovulela, kukhona ozofakaza uma idlala le ngoma. Nazi ukuthi loyo muntu lo sekakhulile, thi ngiyidlala.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Nayogendava, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man, and together we are. This is happening up to 7 o'clock, and I should tell you, the Father is willing to encourage us even tonight, to encourage us that we should not be afraid at all.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Let me start with you. Now, we should not be afraid. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, after these things, the word of the Elohim came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward." In a journey of life, we should not be afraid. Jabu.
Indeed, my friend, what a great topic indeed. Fear not. The Lord has instructed us and commanded us not to be afraid, not to fear. So for us, it's just to obey because of, I believe, Uguti, every day of our lives, there are attacks that would like to cause us to fear. That is why, according to the study of the word, they are saying that the fear not in the Bible are up to 365. So which means that every day you can be able to live with the instruction of the Father, 365 in a year, obeying the instruction that says, fear not. Why the Father is telling us not to fear is because of the devil is there, is out there so that he can haunt us with fear. You know, fear of the unknown, fear of your future, fear of what your family will be. There are many fears. Some of the fears are not external, they are internal. Within yourself, you look at yourself and then start to be afraid because of you feel like I don't have 1, 2, 3. Obanibana 1, 2, 3. And you start to be afraid, you know, all those types of things that really actually causes us to fear. But we are not to fear. We are not to be afraid. You know, also even in the book of Psalms 34, verse 4, it says, "I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears." When you are attacked by fear, you need to seek the Lord. You need to lift up your eyes unto the Father, and the Father will deliver you from all your fears. So it means everything that is trying to cause you to be afraid. Maybe you don't have money to pay for the tuition fees at varsity, and you are afraid. This year, how am I going to survive? Seek the Lord. Seek the Father. He is going to deliver you from all your fears. He's going to make provisions to come from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. He's going to cause, you know, like ravens to come and provide for you and be able just to pay your tuition fee for this year. Just if you trust in him, if you look up to him and seek him, he will deliver you from all the fears that are attacking you. We are not to be afraid. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. And if you just joined us, welcome to it, man. We are talking about fear not. You should not be afraid. Ngahambile uyozifunela okwakho. Uzuzifake nasemsebenzini nakuma relationship ungeniswa ukwesaba ukuthi hey sengathi ngidlulwa yisilabus. Jabu khona something akazi ngikutshela mhlawumbe ngangakutshela but in passing mfundisi Motha nawe mfowethu Sipho. Uyazi mina abangani bambe bathanda ukungitshela ukuthini? Masakhula mhlamba abantu abase Atridgeville Pretoria yonke bazangitshela bebathanda ukuthi kimi hey wena uhlo jalata wonke umuntu bekase coachipini masiye campaign bebaba phakamisa bayazi uthembisa aphakamisa baphakamisa lapha baphakama bakuma coachip hey uriyakaza baka mara re wena kanti wena ngathi uhlo jalata awu madoda uhlo jalata. Jela kuthi ngathi wena siyasha abantu bashade bana 21 in ngisha madoda ini mara wena ri kanti wena wena ulindeni uhloja lata awu kanti ukudla na kanti sengiphethwe indlala na so uhloja lata and you start to become afraid ukuthi hey it means you will enjoy your life late and you won't enjoy it to the fullest. And everybody else is getting married. One sister came to me and says, Ray, yazi ngidiniwe mina ukuloku ngicula kuma reception wabantu abashadayo. Khuleka kuNkulunkulu ukuthi anginikeze umuntu or else ngiyomfuna and when uzashadisa wena. Hey, madoda. Because people are intimidated. And it's not because people are evil or wicked or what. They are intimidated. They are riddled with fear ukuthi, hey, kusho ukuthi mangithola abantwana manje ngizothola abantwana ngina 46 47 makabamba 21 ngizabe ngina 67 so what it's a gift of the father, he adds no trouble to it. Check this one out in Numbers. Okay, let me go to Genesis again. 26:24, Genesis. And the Elohim appeared to him in the same night and said, I am Yahuwah, the Elohim of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. He's talking to Isaac. Do not be afraid. I will multiply you. There are some people who bayatshela ukuthi yasise siyaphela ekhaya wena uyindoda fanele uyosizalela fanele uyothatha ithembu fanele uyenzeni mawufika ubugogo bona labo gogo abasenisini phuma enkonzini mase niyodlala phana yehla icasted and jelly but manje uphuma koti bapha abantwana yes and wena uNkulunkulu ukubekele ama priorities nemigomo kufanele uyilandele uku number 3 and le bayikhulumayo iku number 7. Umfundisi Mathebulo ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu bajumpa i-stage and it's because people are afraid and they become somehow ukuthi mhlambe ithi ngiziteste mhlamba ngisi right ithi ngiteste mhlamba ngisi right ithi ngimteste mhlamba kusihuye. Hey Fundisi Mot, what comes to mind?
Hey, Mfundisi, thank you so much for what a powerful topic indeed. There are people seba nabantwana Mfundisi because of fear. You know, ngokuthi babuka ukuthi uyozangishiye. Abena lokho kusaba gcina sekamtholela umntwana umuntu angashadanga nokushada naye. Ukhuluma ngento enkulu la mfundisi wena say ukuthi the father is having plans for us, is having a purpose for us. It may not be a priority kaNkulunkulu ibe le zinto as a priority ye family, so we should not be afraid, but at all time kufanele ukuthi sithembe uNkulunkulu. Singabantwana nje bakaNkulunkulu mfundisi, we should learn to overcome fear. in whatsoever circumstances zempilo esibhekana nazo. Because as God has commanded us not to be afraid, so we should learn to find comfort in his presence, knowing that he is in our life, knowing that we are not alone. Because in his word he said, I will never leave you, I will not forsake you. So we need to learn to overcome and conquer our fears. He says to Joshua, have I not commanded you? Be strong and be of good courage. Be not be afraid, neither dismayed. Unkulunkulu bengekaze ayikhiphe le command. God will not have commanded us, will not have commanded Joshua if there were no situation that he will come across which might bring fears unto him. But he is giving him a guarantee and an assurance. Ukuthi, I am with you wheresoever you go. That is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Ukuthi la uhamba khona ngizobe nginawe. So we need to know ukuthi mfundisi ukakhuluma nangokuthi umuntu azasabe nokuthi loyamsebenzi ngeke nguthole. You said something so powerful. You said, so then why are you going there uma ngabe uyasaba? Because we should not approach life with fear. We should overcome fear. We should, whatever the circumstance is, we should be able to find comfort in our Father. We should be able to find the strength, and knowing that God is in control of everything. God is in control of our lives. God is in control of everything. He surrounds us with his life. Ati kuDavide, uDavide ungizungezile ngasemuva nangaphambili. So therefore, whatever situation, whatever my heart desires, I should not now be afraid and tend to think ukuthi I will never get there, ngeke ngishade, ngeke ngiphumelele, ngeke ngisebenze, looking at abantu engifunde nabo ngibabona sebaqhubekela phambili. Because the priorities and the purpose of God for us is not the same. Unkulunkulu has, that is why the word of God uthi kuJeremiah, I knew you before you were born, before you were formed in your mother's belly, I already set you apart. In other words, I already have a plan for you. So therefore, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we need to trust our Father. We need to have faith in him. We should not be tormented by fear. Yes, there are situations ezizofika ezizokwenza ukuthi ube nokwesaba. But I love what Jabu said, that in each and every day we should live with the courage and knowing that the word of God says, fear not. So whenever the fear comes, we should be able to say, but God said in his word, I should not fear. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10, it says, fear not, for I am with you. The reason why you should not be afraid, you must know that you are not alone. Wherever you go, he said, Joshua, what, wherever you go, I will be with you. So therefore, overcome, in other words, replace, if ye ngani, he says, with the courage, be of good courage. So we should not sing a pelelwa ngamandla. Kunabantu abagcina sebaphelelwa ngamandla. What God says that do not be dismayed, for I am your God. We should know that sinonkulunkulu ophilayo, the eternal God. Imihlaba iintaba zingakabibikho, he was already there. You know, it says that the word of God says, before the mountains came forth, When I look at the mountain as a military man, I see an obstacle, something that might hinder my progress, my movement to my destination. But I should know that God Almighty, who was there before the problem even existed, he will be able to take me across. So I should not have fear, but in every time I should rejoice in his presence, that knowing that he is indeed with me. We should not even have doubt when we are facing some torment and crisis and tribulations in our life. Because sometimes when we face some crisis, then we start to doubt. We should not doubt at any time, but we should know and understand. The word of God says, all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. We should understand that nothing shall happen to us except God has permitted it. You said something that you may not get the job today because the Father is better appointment, better job for you. So we should not be dismayed at all times.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, much of the times, to be honest with you, Mfundisi Motha, We basically become those kinds of people who, if one can look into it, we end up, you know, being those kinds of people who do not have the true, you know, faith, because sithukile, you know, ufikile laphana balethi motivational speaker ithi I believe I can fly, and when we was bega awunazo ngisho netinsiba atikho. Hey madoda uyamangala ukuthi hayi manje, hey madoda abantu sebayandiza mina ngiyondiza ndani. Yeah, sebayandiza, it means they are aiming high, and you know, mina ngisesela, and bayakutshela ukuthi manje sebahlala koma townhouse koma complex emasababini, beze bazile laphela ukushini, but usesela usesekhona nanoma bacoca sebayakhipha endabeni, sebayakhipha endabeni ngoba bakhuluma ngama property rates. Eish, bakhuluma into eyiphambili, bakuyeka wena kunjalo.
And if fear, you know, if fear, we should, the only danger about fear, Mfundisi, is when we dwell in it and we live in it. But when we pray and ask God to give us the strength to be able to overcome, because if we will allow ukuthi siphile in fear, it will suppress our faith. You spoke about faith. It will suppress our faith. But if we are able to reject it as it comes, yes, it will come. But we should not dwell in it. We should not live in it. We should just cast it unto Christ. In other words, we should give our fears unto the Lord. Cast all your burdens unto me. So says Yeshua HaMashiach. So he, because he is the pillar of our lives, my brother.
Absolutely. You know, we should become those kinds of people who trust in the Father regardless. We should trust in the Father regardless. We're coming back. We trust the Father is doing good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, we are talking about fear not. The aim of the program is to encourage.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Sometimes maybe you can tell us as to how you basically were being discouraged, you know, by situations, by people, and all kinds of things. People saying all kinds of things. And how these things were discouraging you. Okay, Wabon. And how these things were breaking you apart. You know, okay, Wabon. Genzege katine ning, that you experience these kinds of things, you know, that are so bad in your life. And somewhat, somehow, they discourage you. And of course, we are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send on your WhatsApps. I'll be glad to receive this. Send on your WhatsApps. I'll be glad so much to receive this. And of and also send on just as much of these. I'll be glad to receive this. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. It happens much of the times that we become discouraged. We become discouraged. Here's another fear not. I'm looking at Numbers chapter 21, Sipo, verse 34. It says, then the Elohim said to Moses, do not fear him, for I have delivered him into your hand with all his people and his land, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. Do not be afraid. I've given your enemy into your hands. Hey, son. Sipo.
Hey, from this very topic, and we thank God for this opportunity. We love you all, Balaleli. What a topic today.
And, hallelujah.
I can still feel from this ability, we owe God all what we have done, you know, whatever he has done in our life. And nothing can steal his glory and his presence in our life. And talking about a fear not from this, it is true when we look back at Mhlabelo Masibheke emuva siyamangala uma yena bekade ngenathi ngabe sihlulekile endlebeni. It shows ukuthi we via situation where we thought ukuthi we are alone, whereas his presence was always there. And I thank God from this ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu malifunda kuJeremiah chapter 9 verse 23 lithi, this is what the Lord says, the wise person should not boast in his wisdom, the strong should not boast in his strength, the world should not boast in their wealth, but the one who boasts should boast in this, that he understands me and know me. That I am Lord, number one. Two, showing faithful love. Number three, I do justice. And number four, I am the righteous one on earth. So now today in front of this, let me post in the Lord. Let me understand this. I've seen God in front of this, with his God, his love is so faithful. And he's God to do justice. In other words, in your situation right now, the only God who's faithful and who is just and righteous, he'll do justice in your situation. Your situation might take long, or it might be putting you under pressure. Sometimes you're crying, but rest assured that our God is so faithful. Mina mfundisi ngimbonile uNkulunkulu ehamba nami ngihlale 10 years ngasebenzi, and those years it was not simply just days, not hours, but years, seeing abantu bekade ukukhula nabo bebephumelela beba nezimoto, uma uhlangana nabo indlela babuze what you are busy with, uma ungabeungangibuzi lo mbuzo, don't go that, but bangabantu, but I see God mfundisi allowing situation to unfold for 10 years on a sebenzi. Ngaba umlaleli, leso sikhathi sihlala ungasebenzi, God will make sure ukuthi ubuyise ikhathi edliwe isikhonyana nenkumba nenkasa ithume phezu kuphila kwakho. Yingakho he understands you. Yingakho umfundisi, when I look now, ngibuka uma ngitshela umuntu na 10 years engazange athole usenti kwamlungu noma la ngihola khona. But look what the Lord has done. Ngihambile mfundisi, ngiphila impilo ngenababa emhlabeni. But look what the Lord has done. In other words, I boast and I boast in the presence of the Lord. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu mfundisi uyahamba nawe, ntomusha ngoba ulalela ukuthi uzoya kanjani e-university, uzokuthola kanjani ngoba ubaba akekho empilweni. Lalela, he's our father. In other words, uthe ngezwi lakhe, he'll never leave us, neither forsake us. Yingako, fear not, ngoba he's there and he's God. Hayi mfundisi, masengikhuluma ngaloku esithathu ukuthi ngake ngahlanya. Mfundisi, yabona empilweni uma kuthiwa kwakwahlanya, uma ubheka every time mina ngibuka ihlanya njalo, I see he's faithful ukuthi man Sipho, fear not, akukho sikhali esenzele wena sizophumelela, futhi nalo lonkulumo livukela mina, usimakade uyalihlulela ngoba unguNkulunkulu ebekade bezwa bekhuluma bekubuka uyahlanya kodwa uyakholwa. God, you stand and vindicated on my behalf. Yazi ungakwazi ukuthandaza, angicabanga ukuthi ihlanyele yathandaza, but God esezulwini, he was faithful, his love was unconditional towards my life. Look what today is done. Mlaleli, ngiyambonga uJesu ukuthi hivala ma-situation through ukuhlanya. Wena kwakahlanya kenot man, ulongakuwe kunokhona ezweni, ungesani noma udabula phakathi emanzini amaningi, angeke akhukhule nomlilo ngeke ukushisa, ngoba greater is he who is in you than the devil who is in this world. Okwakho methembe uNkulunkulu, ngoba usazokudla okuhle ezweni labaphila. You won't die prematurely, but you shall live and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Uthi Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28, awazi yini awuzwanga yini ukuthi uJehova unguNkulunkulu ngaphakade, udalile imikhawulo yomhlaba, akapheli amandla, akakhathali, nokuconda kwakhe akunakuphenywa. Nguyo niko yethila amandla nongenawo amandla andisiyikhwepha. Uthi insizwa ziyaphela amandla zikhathale, nabasha bawe nokuwa. Besathi verse 31, kepha abamethemba uJehova bathola amandla amasha. Bandize ngamaphiko njengeyinkosi, bagijime abangakhathali, bahambe bangapheli amandla. They that wait upon the Lord, mntanasekhaya, don't wait in fear, but wait upon the Lord. You shall be renewed your strength, and you shall soar on wings like eagles. Eagles, mfundisi, they don't simply just fly, they soar. In other words, they come from this across storms. In other words, when storms of life comes on a direction, like I say, east, young, I was say west, zona zipambala ne storms. Ingago, la maza, baba shonga, uti pedil, a storm, just saw on them. La maza, uti amount to nothing. La le, they are storms, but you will saw one day. Ingago, mtana sekai. Kulungulu ni mkabange mise na, kumelele isa kinegezi, temba ne kisas. Ingago, ungaibulali. Ngako uma uNkulunkulu ezondlala itafula phambi kwakho phambi kwezitha. Kana seka ungayithandazela ubizitha zakho zife, zithandazele iphile ngoba uNkulunkulu uzolendlala itafula lakho phambi kwezitha zibukile. Endokwakho ukuthi you should bless the Lord in all times.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your messages if you say there's something that has been intimidating me and what that is and how the Father has seen you through. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Mrs. Robertson from Thorngrove in Bulawayo. Thank you so much. Says, evening, Pastor, please repeat the verses. I've sent you the WhatsApp for the verses. The verses we started with is Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. And then we did Numbers. We did Genesis 26, verse 24. We did Numbers 21, 34. And then now we are going to do Judges chapter 6, verse 23. And I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are at all times.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tse digolo fa ile ya tshwafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
How's Dima?
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Nama guest wako.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mama Samulo Kulumayo. You into Green Lezo. Yeah. Bekusha ivangeli kwakungadlalwa njengoba kudlalwa kwamanje kwakubizwa ukuthi uzazi ukuthi wena ungubani kuKristu incwandeni Christ ambassador leyo yo hayi cha uthinte ezingathinto wavusa okunye umlilo ovutha ngaphakathi kithi usavutha nanamhlanje kuphela ukuthi siye kudebesela sibuyele kuKristu siphelile isikhathi sokudlala Pastor Ray siphelile ngempela kwamanje kufuna amaKristu kufuneka amanxusa kaKristu siyonxusa kuNkulunkulu ngiyabonga Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much, Mama. Thank you, Mama. We really appreciate. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. That is 082-657-2729. You can send a voice note or you can send your WhatsApp message there. And you can testify about your life, how the Father has delivered you from fear and the things that you used to be afraid of. Testify so that we can encourage just as many people as we can. It's very important to do this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Jabu, let me bring this to you in Judges chapter 6, verse 23. Then the Elohim said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." There is a fear of death continuously in the lives of people. Hey, if you lemaso reach 50, so jumpy 50, so. Hey, mateta, so ya kala manju kumbulu babako. So ya kala manju de penuke wa izwa, ikulunyo baba na ingatu ya izwa. So ya kala ya tuga manju. Uzbege sbugu enu ya bona, ngati sekuba na ma wrinkles manju. So ya kala ya tuga, hey. Kwa siyami, awusasiboni njengomuntu ophilayo, so sibona njengomuntu ofayo. Fear makes these kinds of false impressions to appear as real. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, that's why we should really be tuned to the voice of the Father.
Yeah.
So that we cannot give in to the lies of Satan.
Mm.
That's how the fear comes about over our lives.
Mm.
You know, because the devil will whisper a message of doom to say that, look at you. Look at you.
Yeah.
Judge you. Iphikanyana elincane. Hey. Uthi uyazigijimela laphana.
Mm.
The devil will say, look at you.
Yes.
Look at you. it's a message of doom to actually inflict you with fear.
Mm.
So that's why we should not be tuned to the voice of the enemy.
Yeah.
But we should be tuned to the voice of the Father.
Mm.
And one would ask, maybe like, I've heard many people saying that, I've always asked myself when a person said, and the Lord said, and I heard the Lord saying, with how do they hear him?
Mm.
You know, but it's the way, the way.
Mm.
If you make a relationship with the Word, that's the voice of the Father.
Absolutely.
The more you expose yourself to the Word, feed on the Word, meditate on the Word, think about this book of the law, that's the voice of the Father. And every time the devil tries to speak anything, you won't hear because you are full of the Word.
Mm.
And the Word says, fear not, because you will not die.
Mm.
Meanwhile, the voice of the enemy says, you will die.
Yes.
It's condemning you to death.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you find out that because of the things that you have done, your sins, the devil then takes them to condemn you.
Mm.
And then if you are tuned to him, you can really be condemned.
Yeah.
To a point of actually no return or of hopelessness.
Mm.
Only to realize that if you would have just opened up to the Father and listened to what you are saying, over that sin that you are in, confessing, repenting, returning to him, that fear not, you will not die. Hallelujah.
Mm. Yes.
So we need to tune in to the voice of the Father at all times, because he is always speaking that which is to build us, that which is to save us, that which is to deliver us, that which is to encourage us, at the expense of the message of doom that the enemy is preaching over us. Even the enemy can use anyone and anything. Sometimes even friends. He will employ your friends to speak the message of doom.
Yeah.
You are not good enough.
Mm.
Ha! So can you wait again?
Hey, my God.
We... Ha! So lose the weight again?
Hey, my God.
We are humble. Mm. I was managing to say, okay, no, or lose. Because you are listening to the wrong message.
Yeah.
Instead of being tuned to the message of your Father, Father, saying, fear not, because you will definitely not die. So let us open our eyes to what the Father is saying. Just to sum it up, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, I love this word. I really love it. It says, for God has not given us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. That's the spirit that we've been given. It's the spirit of power. You are powerful. It's the spirit of love. You are full of love. The spirit of self-control. You will not fall into that temptation.
Yeah.
You will not fall into that sin because of you've got the fruit of the spirit, which is self-control. So fear not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, my friend. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let me do a bit of this and see what's happening here. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Very well. How are you, sir?
Sure, I'm fine.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, Pastor. Topic is fear not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me, sir.
Welcome. Welcome, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Hey, you know, Pastor Ray, what a topic, and it's quite touching, because, you know, fear, basically, it starts, you know, from the devil. You know, that's how he rules, because he rules by death. It is by the fear of death that the whole world falls into the power of the evil one. Yeah, so it's a matter of power also, even attaining, like, the actual fear. So I do echo that once that comes to you, I do echo that you must take it to the Father.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by faith, that is, you entrust yourself to God. Like Jesus, the Bible says, whilst he was on the cross, he entrusted himself unto the Father who is righteous. Amen. Yeah. So, you know, then just as soon as you have used faith to entrust yourself to the Father, then the actual threat of the fear, which is the threat of death, stops to operate in your life.
Yeah.
But you probably still are shaking, you know.
Mm.
But you have just applied faith to the Father. And not that the process will stop. You probably on the cross, you are going through the situation itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now Peter says, you know, Peter is quite pivotal in this matter, because Peter says then, now that you are the people who actually defy the devil, defy his rule, by saying, no, we are bold enough. We are not going to take your threats on us. Now that you are threatening us, even if you want to kill us, we don't care. You know, one of the victories, that even if you kill me, it's fine. I believe that I've got eternal life.
Yeah.
Then, now you've made your statement, so you basically declared war. So it's eyeball to eyeball now between you and...
Are you still there? Okay, I seem to have lost it to Msani there. Timsani, are you still there? All right, I have lost it to Msani. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. The very issue of fear not is what we are talking about. And much of the times we become those kinds of people who seem to be so intimidated. We seem to be so intimidated to such an extent that we lose out on what the Father is saying with regards to not being afraid. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. We need to hear from you as to what you say on this matter and what the word says, and also the challenges you have had. You know, you can tell us about that. The challenges you have had, which basically had rendered you to be afraid. It's good to testify also about that.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.